Okay, today is Daf Ches of the Sefer Sota. We're in Zayin Amud Beis by the two dots, by the first wide line. Im Amra Tameya. What did she say? She said, if she said I'm Tamei, so the Mishnah said, Shover es Haksuva, which sounds like a give her a receipt. Says the Gemara, Shema'at Minah Kos and Shover. You see from here that a Ksuva gets a receipt. That's a big machlokas in Ksuvas. Does she get a receipt or not? It's a big machlokas, a big issue. See from here she does. So, Amar Abaye, no, that didn't mean to say we give her a receipt. Tani Mikaras. It means we rip up the ksuva. Doesn't even have to give her a receipt. Amar Abaye, that's very lovely. But Hashavar is Katani, it's not what it says. It says she gets a receipt. Ella Amar Rava, B'mokam Shein Kosvin Ksuva Askin. We're talking about in a town where there is no ksuva. They don't like ksuvas. That's also a machlokas, if there could be such a thing. But then they don't give her a receipt, but the receipt says you're not getting a ksuva. Because that's exactly the point. That she could always claim for a ksuva. Because she's the right one. She could always claim, I'm entitled to a ksuva. Look at this. 10 years later, no one ever forgot she's a sota. They give her a receipt. No, you're not entitled to a ksuva. Because you forfeited it because you're a sota. Im Amar Tahora, and then we said, if she says she's Tahora, Malin Osa L'Shari Mizrach. We move her, we take her up to the Shari Mizrach. What do you mean, Malin Osa? Hasam Kaima, she's already there. You move it. She's already up there in the base of Mikdash. What do you mean? No, the Gemara says, "Demaskinan la umachtinan la." We move her around. We tell her to go there. We make her walk around. We drive her crazy. Today, exactly, Liyaga to tire her out. The Tanya, she would be Yishurim ben Elazar Omer, Bezdin Messiahin es Eidim, Mimakom Lamakom. Bezdin would do that to Eidim. They'd make the Eidim crazy. Go walk here, go sit down, go take a walk over there, come back. Just why? Kedei Shetitrov Daitan Aleyan, just to confuse them. Viachzeru Behen. And then maybe they'll either Yachzer means to go back. It means either maybe the what?
Recant.
Not recant. To make sure that they're not lying. Right. To make sure that they're saying the same thing. To make sure they're consistent. To make sure that if they do have a plot, we'll trap them. So we do the same thing to her, right? We just drive her crazy. We tire her out that she should either confess or not drink or some other solution other than having to drink the soda water. Shashem Shashah Mashkin es Hasotos. The Mishnah said three people go over there. Where? By Shari Nicanor. Who are they? A Sota, a Metzora, and a Yoledes. So the Gemara says, Bishlam Asotos. I didn't say that a Sota says, Dechziv, Vehemer HaKohen Asa Ishul Lefnei Hashem. Metzora Nami Dechziv, Vehemer HaKohen HaMetaher Lefnei Hashem. El Yoledes, my time. What's the Yoledes doing there? Ilema Mishum Da'asin V'kaimin. If you tell me, because that's where she comes to bring her carbon, she can't go further because she's tamei still. Then the Tanya ain carbono shall adam carb elin can omer lagabov. You have to be there when you bring carbon, the optimum thing. So ihachi zavin v'zavos nami. So why didn't the Mishnah mention a zavin v'zava? Same thing. Gemara says you're right. Ain achanami tana chadam minayon nakat. We don't have to mention every single person in the world. We mentioned a bunch of people. Truth is, they're included as well. Okay. Next tana rabbanon. Ein mashkin shtei sotos ka'achas. You can't make two sotas drink at the same time. We have two sotas, so we're bringing them up together. Like, you know, it's like a two-for-one thing, you know?
Maybe from one cup?
Not from one cup, even at one time.
One scraping.
What?
One scraping of the shem, one parsha.
No, each one gets their own.
That's what I'm saying.
That's not what we're talking about. No, we're talking about 2 o'clock, we're going to have two sotas coming. No, that's not. You don't do that. You have one come at 2 o'clock and you have one come the next day or 5 o'clock. You know, they don't come at the same time. Shlo yehei libo gas b'chaverta. Why? Because one will empower the other. Look at Rashi. Shlo yehei libo gas b'chaverta. Shema ha'achas omedes alboria. One's going to stand her ground. Ve'ena mode. She's not going to admit lomar to say temeya ani. I'm tamei. U'chaverta she temeya, and the one who is guilty Roa as zu she ain't a mode. She's gonna see the other one not admitting. Vesoveles as bushta. She's gonna be sovel. She's gonna suck up her embarrassment. Veliba misgabrales. She's gonna be empowered. Lasos kimozuva ain't a mode. So we don't have two coming at the same time for this reason.
They can go both ways.
Why?
Because the other one admits she on that too.
I hear. So we don't. We're not afraid of that. We're thank you. We're afraid that she's going to empower her. You're right. It could happen that it'll what do you call it? It'll incentivize her to admit. That could happen. That very might likely. But we're afraid of this. So because this might happen, we don't allow them to be together. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo man Hashem who's that? That's not the reason. There's another reason why. What's the reason? Ella, Amar, Kra, Osa, Levada. No, the Torah says Osa, Levada. What does Osa, Levada mean? Osa, Levada? Alone? You don't have two people coming at the same time. The Tanakama, Oksiv, Osa. Doesn't the Tanakama say it says Osa? In other words, what do you have to give a reason for about the they'll empower each other? It says Osa. Tanakama, Rib Shimon, he. The Tanakama is Rib Shimon. The Darish time of the Kruf. Yes, exactly that. He's darshening a reason for the Osa. Why does the Torah say Osa? Why does the Torah say you have to do it alone? Individually, right? Not alone, individually. Matam Kamar. It's the reason. Matam Osa Levada. Why does the Torah demand that each Sota has to be individual? So each one shouldn't empower the other to stand their ground and not admit. My binayhu, what's the difference between these two approaches? They both agree now that the reason we don't do it is because we don't want to empower them. Right? One learns time of the Kra, and one doesn't learn time of the Kra, but it says Osa, which means individualized. What's the difference? Iki binayhu, roseses. A difference could be if the woman's petrified. Which was Mati's point. Says Rashi, it's way down. It could be not way down, but further down. It could be Nayu. Isha Shanu Rombashi, he wrote this. We see she's petrified. Me'emas Hamayim. She from the drinking the water. But Ve'ena Moda, but she still won't admit. So Liman to Amar Shalai Hilibo Gaspa. Because empowered on her own. She ain't Libo Gaspa. She's not going to be empowered. She's petrified. Ulamanda Amar, Ulamanda Lo Darish Time of the Kra, El Exeris Akasiv. If it's Exeris Akasiv, you can't mess around. Torah says individual has to be individual. Ain Mashkin Ima Acheres. She has to be there by herself. That could be a difference.
I don't say that. She's so petrified, why would she just admit?
Because she says she's innocent.
So what? Why doesn't she just say it? I'm not.
Interesting thing. Look at the Tosfos of Ikka Benayu Roseses. That a difference could be if she's petrified. So Tosfos says, Nira the Hava Matzila, give a different answer. Ikka Benayu Isha Acheres, she ain't a Sota. How about that one? Can you have someone there who's not a Sota? So her sister-in-law is coming for moral support. Can you have that? Can you have someone else there who's not a Sota? Le Reb Shimon Mutter. According to Reb Shimon, it's Mutter. Why is it Mutter? Because the whole reason why you can't have some time at the Kra. Why can't someone else be there? Another Sota? It'll empower her. She's not empowering her. She's not even a Sota. She's just there for moral support. She's there because she drove her there. They couldn't find a parking spot, so she came in with her.
Isn't moral support by definition empowering?
No. As Rashi said, what's empowering? She's not backing down. I'm also not going to back down. That's not more, right? Mutter Lub Yehuda Asr Lahamid Osa O Etzla Shum Isha Bishar Nikinor. You can't have anyone else there. And by the way, there's a precedent for such an idea. The Amar Parak Tarif HaKalfi, the Pligi Nami Haki Rebbe Verbi Shimon Bikra the Vahotzi Osa the Chsiv Gabe Para. By Para Duma, it says also Osa, and there can be no other animals there when you bring the Para Duma. And there's a Machloka, and the Amar Ikke Benayu Chamor. Can you have a Chamor there? Chamor is not a para. So you can't have, each para aduma has to be individual. You can't have two para adumas. What about a chamor, another animal, not even a kosher animal? Can that be there? There's a machlokas about that, right? The man da arma, the arma ain't osa lavada, osa lahoti, ima chamor. You can't even have a chamor there. And according to the one who learns that time at the Quran, you want it to be individualized, you can have a chamor. So that could be a different, also, maybe, you don't have to give about a petrified woman. Yeah. We're going to get to the crowd.
Yes, sir. Somewhere watching us, so what do you mean?
I guess it means right with her.
Right.
Holding her hand. Yeah, exactly. Now the Gemara asks the question, one second. Veroseses mimashkin. But if she's taka petrified, would we even the Gemara says, if she's a roseses. If she's petrified, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, there could be two. Right? Because she's petrified, she's not gonna be empowered. There could be two. Is that even true? Roseses mimashkin, for ain't osa mitzvahs chavilas, but we don't do mitzvahs in bundles. Right? The tnan, ain't mashkin she shotos achas. A whole other reason now. You can't have two sotos together. The ain't matar and shnei mitzvah achas. You don't have two mitzvahs together. Ain't ritzu and shnei avadim achas. You don't do a nirza on a eved. You put a hole in the ear. You give the guy right. You don't do two of them at the same time. Right? The ain orfinch the egglos kachas. You don't do two egla rufus together. Right? Lefisha ain otz mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Because you don't do mitzvos in bundles. So forget the fact that she's petrified and she's not going to empower each other. You don't do two together. So Amar Abaya the. No, no, it means you don't do two mitzvahs together. That's exactly the point.
You don't do weddings at once.
Yeah. Amar Abaye, Vitam of Kahana. You can't. That's the Gemara's question. That's the Gemara's question. So Amar Abaye, listen to the answer. It didn't make sense. Vitam of Kahana, lo kasha, not a kasha. Kahan, when can you not do it? Bekohen Echad. You have only one guy, one Kohen running the show. Khan, when can you do it? B'shtei kahanim. You have two kahanim. It's not a problem now. Get another kohen. So they can come. We're scheduling the five sotas coming at 2:00. So we'll get five kahanim. That you can do. So the reason you can't do it is because they're going to empower each other. I already mentioned chavilos. Well, that's not an issue.
So can they both drink the same name
order? I don't know about that. I don't know.
But
I don't know.
Chavilos.
I hear. I don't know. I don't know.
Sure,
I don't know. Now, look at the. Doesn't matter. Look at the next Tosvos. Vo'ein osin mitzvos chavilos. Look at the next Tosvos. Vo'ein osin mitzvos chavilos. Tosvos just wonders. Tema, my part. What kind of question was this? Hello, ein osin mitzvos chavilos leka el isidurabanan. It's in isidurabanan to do mitzvos chavilos. Why? Mishum de mechzi ala kamasai. Because it looks like you're not interested in the mitzvah. I'll do 10 things at one time.
It's a burden.
It's a burden. It looks like it's a burden on you, right? Try to chop as much as whatever you can do. You know, I'll do that. I'll do everything. I'll have a chakras mincha marif all at the same time.
Knock it off
exactly. So, right? The inhu pligi abakroi. When we're talking about psukim, what was the Gemara's question? What I said, if she's petrified, we're not worried about empowering each other, then you can have two at one time. So it says the Gemara, well, what about mitzvah chavilos? Says Tosfos, what kind of question was that? The Rabbanan issue about not looking like that's going to apply in the Beis Hamikdash doesn't answer the question. I mean, it's not the, you know, most earth-shattering question. It's an interesting question.
Is that a mitzvah?
What?
A mitzvah to have a drink or have given?
Yeah.
Was it one of the six or
ten? Yeah, I think so. Yes. It's like everything. It's like there are certain mitzvos that they're not a mitzvah you should go run and do. But if you do it, you have to do it a certain way, like getting a divorce. It's not a mitzvah to get it. It's one of the tired mitzvos. It's one of the 613. What is the mitzvah? If you can't stay married anymore, your marriage fell apart, so get divorced this way. Do it like this. Same thing with a sota. It's not a mitzvah to go run and accuse your wife of being a sota.
No.
But it means if you do that, this is the procedure you have to follow. It's a good question. It's a good question. It's not for now. The Kohen oches bibigdeha. The Mishnah said the Kohen ripped her clothing, right? He grabbed her and the clothing ripped. And what did Rabbi Yehuda say? I'll get to Rabbi Yehuda in a minute. But first we'll get to that. Tana Rabbanan, upara es ish es rosh ha'isha. We uncover her hair. Ainli ela rosha. Gufam and having, that's only the hair. How about the rest of the body? Tamad lama ha'isha, the woman. Im kain, ma tamad lama, power is rosha. So why does he uncover her hair? He uncover everything about her. Well, he's singling out the hair. Malamed shakoin soser es sara. They don't just uncover it. We're soser it. What does soser mean? Rashi says four words. The second to last skinny line. Marbe bigule. We increase the exposure. Shesoser kliasa. We undo the braids. In other words, whatever that means, more of an exposure than her body. What exactly that means, I'm not 100% sure, but it's some kind of greater embarrassment for her. Right? We don't just uncover it, we destroy it. Right? It's a tosa. Tosa means to destroy. We don't just uncover, we destroy it. What does that mean exactly? Rashi says you undo the braid. I'm not 100% sure what that means.
The Kohen does it.
Then Rabbi Yehuda Omer im ha'yaliba. If she was beautiful, then we wouldn't do that, right? Lememra, Rabbi Yehuda chayesh lehirhura. The Rabbi Yehuda's chayesh for hear her.
But Why not? Sure.
Okay. V'rabbanan lo chayish, and v'rabbanan not bothered by that. V'ipcha shmein lo. But we learned the exact opposite. Now, you're going to finish.
Is he here
for the Kohen? Here or for anyone there?
Or just
the Kohen, the other people watching. Right. Now, the Gemara says, but we learned the exact opposite. We don't have to comment on everything that comes out of my mouth. But come on. The Gemara is going to say the exact opposite, but you'll see it's not 1,000% the exact opposite. As a matter of fact, it's not even the opposite. So that's a question that the Rishonim deal with. The Achronim deal with it. You'll see it's not even an opposite. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. This is talking about somebody who is getting Misa. Ha'ish mechasen osab perek echad milfanav. A man is covered with one cloth in his front to protect, to cover his private area. Va'isha shnei prakim, but a woman has two.
Like a bikini.
Can you let me talk without saying things that have no relevance? It's not a bikini. It's not a bikini at all. Not at all. Not at all. So let me finish. Achas milfaneha, va'achas milachareha. Once in her front and once in her back. What about her chest area? Seems from here it's exposed. That's what I said. It's not the opposite at all. It's the back. We're concerned about her back. Mipnei shekula erva, because the whole thing is an erva. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda in by Sota was chayish v'hir her. Here, it also seems to be chayish v'hir her, because he's recovering more, right? V'chachalim omrim ha'ish niskal arum. The chacham say no. A man is stoned arum. Aruma, but a woman is not. Right? So that's a kasha. What's the kasha? It seems that the chacham here are more machmer than Rabbi Yehuda. Not 100% sure why that is. I'm not 100% sure how. So on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to say that maybe she is fully covered. But
it's tattered.
What? Yeah, it might be tattered. I'm not 100% sure. I'm not 100% sure what the question is. So, and from Soti, you see clearly Rabbi Yehuda is more chayish for hear her. And here, the Gemara says that the opposite is true by chayiv misa. I'm not 100% sure why that is. But Amar Rabba Hacha Taima Mai Shema Teite Mibezdin Zakos. Whole different reason. Once a person is up in the getting skila, there's no backing down from that. There's no reprieve from the governor, none of those things. So it's definitely going to happen. She's going to be dead. So here, it could be she's alive. She'll live. And if she lives, the Yizgaru ba Pirchei Kohuna. The Kahanim are going to be, they saw her, and they're going to be interested in her. Right? Actually, she's a married woman. It's so up, but they saw her exposed. That's a big taiva. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is much more careful by Sota than over there. Because over there, what's the downside? Now, why are they taken out to be killed without clothing? So the Gemara is going to say in a few minutes, because it's easier for them to die. So it's less painful for them to die, so we want to encourage less painful when they die. Over here, this doesn't apply. Therefore, we're much more afraid about the Pirchei Kohuna seeing her, and they'll be chasing her their whole lives. Asks Tosvos, second to bottom Tosvos, Tema, Kivan delav chovula anashim l'rosa. Sin is no chia for men to see this. So yitlu sadin shel butz beino lebeino anashim. So I put up a machitza. Why do the men have to watch this? Why do the men have to watch this? The soda. Why do the men have to watch this? Was it the women? We said that she had a musr. Right? Yeah. Although it does say that if you see a soda, you should become a nazir. Yeah. But doesn't he have to see it? I heard about it. Why just put up a machitza? What are the men doing here? It's a good question, no? What are the men doing here? V'yastir saira, you cover up everything. Kedamar kro v'imishum kohen hamashko. So what about the kohen himself? So yapach letzad ponah, letzad acha. Let him turn aside. What do they have to watch it? What do they have to watch her for? V'hachi tani b'sifri behedyo uparas rosh ha'isha tzadin shalbutz poresh beino lebeino am. Right? Kohen ponah lachorev uparak edelkai mitzvah priya rebu denami ma'isaka. What if they have to watch this?
Probably the same reasons they do it for when they execute somebody.
Yeah.
The same reasons.
Which is?
It stops people from doing the same situation. situation.
So we're going to see in a base that there's a machlokas about that. Why we? But one second. But I hear. You mean? But why do I have to take? If someone's getting miso, I have to take off their clothes. What do I do that for? Why? I think it's only skila, by the way, not by the other ones, because
it doesn't affect
because I think it is because it helps die faster if you're not wearing clothing. So we don't want them to schlep it out and drag it out and make the guy in pain. So that's the reason. Here, nothing to do with that. Here, it's to degrade her. So why do men have to watch being degraded? In other words, it's attention. On the one hand, you want it to be degraded. On the other hand, it's a sneeze issue. So why is the sneeze issue lose to the degrading issue?
I thought you should have more women there.
Ah, answers Tosfos, Listen to Tosfos' answer. Think about it. The Lord Yehuda, im hayu porsin sadin beinah lebein ha'anashim, if you put a mechitza there and the men can't see it, lo hayiniv kol kach. What kind of degradation is that? Mipnei ha'anashim, that the women are seeing her. Kimo anashim, any shaboshim de chavrusa chaverta v'lo yasuru. That doesn't impact a woman. That the other women see her naked. What kind of degradation is that? That's a common thing. Women see each other all the time, and men also see each other, men all the time, right? The only issue is the other sex, the other one. That's therefore to say, well, what are the men looking at it for? That's exactly why they're looking at it. It's a sneeze issue. What can we do? The degradation beats the sneeze issue. There are going to be perche kahuna so the chum don't care. The chum don't care. The reader says, okay, if she looks a certain way, then I'm afraid that the it's going to affect these boys. I don't want them to see. So put up a mechitza. That's not an option, right? That's not an option. Put up a mechitza. So what did I say? Let her be a little more tznius. The chum not in. They're not affected by that. It's amazing. Amazing tosis. Right? The thing that's so true, right? There's no degradation if there's no men there. Okay. Hasam, over there, Hamaskalda, she's dead. She's dead. So what's going to happen to these boys? That they saw, a woman exposed and she died. What's going to happen to them? You tell me, v'chi tema asila gurbach runaisa. Well, now they're going to be interested in other women? No. Hamar Rava, Gemi, we have a tradition. Ein yitzahara sholeit el v'masha ein of roas. You only want what you see. So they want her, but she's dead. So we'll go back to their lives. Hamar Rava, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda kasha, Rabbanan, Rabbanan lo kasha. So we answered only Rav Yehuda now. What about the Rabbanan? Because over here the Rabbanan are not worried, and over there they seem to be, they were worried. Ella Amarava, no. The Rabbuda Rabbuda lo kasha kiddushinian. The Rabbuda is not a kasha like we explained. The Rabbanan nami lo kasha. It's also not a problem. Hacha, over here by Sota, Taimai Mishum Velasru Kol Hanashin. We want it to be that the women are going to get a musar. That's what we want. The women should get a musar shmuz. Says Rashi on top. Amru Rabbanan Shemitzvah Labaisha. It's a mitzvah to embarrass her. Afilu hi tahora, even if it turns out she was tahora. It's unbelievable, Rashi. Many argue on this Rashi. Even if she's tahora, and I argue on it, because what's the alternative? Says Rashi, even if she's tahora, I shall be degraded like that, and the men there, and they're watching her all naked. What? And she's innocent.
Well, she did something wrong.
She did something wrong, right? She's not 100%, right? So even if she's tahora. Mishum v'nevastru kol hanashim sholivu atzmon l'dechshad v'tiyana tznius. Right, we don't want her to come to this stage. And a woman, there's a big wake up call to women. I should stop running around with other married men because you know what? They're going to do this to me. Right, so it's a big musr shmuz. Even if she's innocent, it's a musr shmuz. Hasam over there ein l'cha yisur gadol mazat. There's no greater musr shmuz. Than a woman getting skila. Not to take off her clothing. On top of that, it's a big musa shmuz. What did she do? She was Michal Shabbos, she was worshiping the Avodah Zarah, big Averis. Musa shmuz in itself. I have to do more. Okay. V'chi tema la'ovid beitarti. So don't you do both? What do you mean both? What's both? Right? Both, which is what? So make it a bigger bazillion. Right, so you're right. Getting skeel is a big musa shmuz. So getting skeel without clothes on is a bigger musa shmuz. Right, so it's more degrading. You hear this? It says in the Torah, v'yahat l'orecha kamocha. Borer lo misa yafa. So when you're killing somebody, do it nicely. The Torah says you have to get skeela. Right? Having said that, within skeel, there's many different ways of doing it. Some are more torturous than others. If she's not wearing clothing, it's less painful because she can die faster. Now, Lema, let's say that the Rav Nachman Tanoihi, that they're arguing about this issue of a Havre Chagamocha. Because some said she does get married without any clothing, does get married. She's skila, and some said she doesn't. Look, the Kuli Alma is the Rav Nachman. Everybody agrees with Rav Nachman. Everyone holds a Havre Chagamocha. V'hacha b'hacha miflagi. They're arguing about a different thing. So there's a tension here. There's a tension between V'hacha b'hacha and embarrassing her unduly or causing the men to see her. So Marsavar bizyone adif. The bizyon is greater adif lei tvei mitzar degufe. She'd rather be embarrassed than have pain dying. Umarsavar no tvei degufe adif lei tvei bizyone. No, she'd rather have a little more pain and not be embarrassed. That's why one man dharma holds she's more covered. One man dharma holds she's less covered, right? The Rashi says the first skinny line. Chashuv ala adam. It's better to, for a person to be embarrassed. Vishanui lo tfei mitara degufe. She'd rather have that than tar. Hilkach b'misa yafahi lo liskol lavush. Therefore, will kill her clothed. Afal pi shetairo nimshach. Even though it's going to be more painful. Why? She'enim maher lomos. She's not going to die as fast because clothing is in the way, right? V'lo lisakel arum v'yizbaze. I'd rather have that. Not that the person would rather have that. The Tana would rather have that. The Tana would rather have that it's a little more painful, right? V'yizbaze. She shouldn't be embarrassed. The Rabbi Yehuda suffer. No. Tyra degufe adifle. Zuhi misa yafalo liskel arum. Afal pishem izbaze. Even though it's a little embarrassing because she's out there without any clothes on. V'lo yisakel bovusho v'yimshach tyro. Rather than having rather be clothed and it's more painful. Sure.
Do we ask her which one she wants, if she wants to be clothed?
No. It's a machlokas tanoim, what's better? Individual person might feel, I'd rather, but then that's not the halacha. Now they're deciding what the Torah wanted. So they have a machlok what the Torah wanted. You can have a person who says, you know what, I'm not like that. Right? So I don't know how we paskin. If this ever came up even. Yeah. It's a good question. So, there's a mitzvah in the Torah to have skila. So there's no wiggle room. You can't not do it. The question is, what are the details of it? Yes, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. Right? That's the story. So you had a question before. Your question is answered now?
I have a question.
No, you didn't? Marcel, you had a question before?
No.
No? Okay. Next. Haisa mechuse levenim. So the Gemara said if she's wearing white clothing, then you give her black clothing, right? Tanim, I'm shchorim noyim. If the black clothing is nice, mechasal b'gad mechuorim. You put on ugly clothing. The bottom line is you're making it look ugly. That's the bottom line. Then we said, Hayala klei zahav. If she has jewelry, we take off the jewelry. So the Gemara says, pshita, hashta, nevule menavale, hani mibaya. We're trying to make her as ugly as possible. We're going to leave the jewelry on? So the Gemara says, yeah. Ma'udatema, I would have thought, Bahani isle b'zayin tvei. In a way, think about it, it's more degrading leaving the jewelry on. You know, sometimes you see these like poor people wearing a lot of jewelry. It's even more of an ebach when you see them like that. That they used to be somebody and they're still holding on to their former glory. It's even more, right? There's an argument to say it's even more degrading if she's wearing jewelry. What? Yeah. Kedamirin inchi shliach artil, take off the clothing, v'sayim masani, but leave the shoes on, right? There's a tad to say that. Kamashon, we don't say that. It's still better to take off the jewelry. V'achakach mevi chevel, then you bring a rope. What is it? A rope from Mitzrayim. Why a rope from Mitzrayim? So the hashkafa behind it is because Mitzrayim is a dirty place. So we make, right, you know, it's a low place, people are steeped in Zima, right, so that's why it's a more of a reminder. But that's not, by my name of Ava, Mayor of Huna, Chevel Mitzri, Maoshi Akiv Besota, is it Ma'akiv? You have to have a Chevel, even with a Chevel Mitzri. Can you use a different rope? Which is just to keep her clothing on. So, Mishum Shalom Yishmetu, Bigadeha Ba'alehahu, it's just the clothes shouldn't fall. Ubitzil Slakot Nami Sagi, you can do that with any rope, even a small rope is good enough. Oh, Dilma, no. We should Amar Mar. He chagolah betilto. She tried to lure a man looking her best, right? Lefikach, Kohen Nevi Chevel Mitzri. Therefore, you bring an ugly robe for Koshal Alamayla Midadeha. Therefore, to tie it above her breast area, right, as an embarrassment. Everything is Mita Kineged Mita, right? So Ma'akev, then it's Ma'akev, has to be a Chevel Mitzri. Amalei Tinisuha. We learned it already. Now, we learned it already. We're going to quote a Gemara. We're going to quote now a source. Not sure what this means. So Machlokas is what it means. Because it says, Achakach mevi chevel amitri. After you do everything, you bring a chevel amitri. For kashro la lamayla, midadeha. You tie it up at her bosom area. Kadei shalo yishmitu bigadeha me'aleha. So her clothing shouldn't fall. What is that? Right? So what does that mean? That if you use another rope, it's good or not good? So Pashtas is, if you use another rope, it's not good. It's good. It's just to keep her clothing up, so any rope will do. And the Chevel HaMitzri is not Ma'akev. Some say, no, it is Ma'akev. It's even if it's Ma'akev, it can go either way. Okay, next. Then we said, V'chal HaRot Liros Bo Yireh. Whoever wants to see can come see. But the women should come see. So, Hagufa Kasha. It's a little bit of a stira. Amarta, first of all, we said, Kolorotza Liros Varoa. Anybody wants to see, should come see. Alma, Loshna Gavri, Loshna Nashi. There's no difference between men or women. Anybody can come. Should come, maybe. Right? The Hadar Tani, Kolonashim Mutaris Lirosa. Then it says, the women are Mutar to come see, which implies the women should come. Nashim in and Nashim low. Right? So, Tirgama Abaya, Amar Baya, Tirgama Anashim. No, that statement that goes on the men, right? In other words, Anashim means on the women. When it says that everyone should come see, it only means women. Then when it says everyone should come see, it means only the women. Difficult answer. Amar Le Rava, Fakal Le Rotsa Le Rotsa Katani. Says anybody. It doesn't say women. The second statement says women. Ella Amar Rava, this is what you alluded to before. Kal Le Rotsa Le Rotsa Rowe. Anybody wants to come, can come. Loshna Gavri, Loshna, doesn't matter if it's men or women. V'noshim, and not only that, women, Chayavis Larosa, they have to come. Shenemar, because it says, V'nivasru Kol Hanashim, what does that word mean? V'nivasru?
Chastise,
Kol Hanashim. It'll, it's a musr.
Right.
V'lo, Sa'asena, Kimizimizachna. Right, and they're not going to follow in those ways. Right?
It's a deterrent, basically.
Correct. So for men, you want to come see it. What? I'd rather stay home.
What?
I'd rather stay home. I'll take the musa from my living room, right? But women have to come. Now every woman in Israel has to come. I don't know if it means that. But there's a more of a No, so we ended off saying that men are allowed to come see. Why? Because there's no embarrassment if the men aren't there. Right? That's what we said. If the men are not there, what's the embarrassment? That she gets undressed in front of women.
So,
that's what Tosfos said. No, who cares about that?
Men can come.
They can come. Mistama, there are going to be men there. The Kahanim are men.
Right,
so I don't know if you have to come, miss a day of work and come see that. I don't know if the women have to miss a day of work.
Uh-huh.
Now, how far away do you have to live to come? I don't know. Right, but there's an Indian that the women should come more than men because they're going to get a bigger musar. The man's just as guilty either way as the woman. Not necessarily, because she didn't have to be married. You could have been a single person.
Exactly. No, but she's married.
She's married, so but it's a more of a it's a much greater crime for her. No?
If you were a married woman, it's
what?
Not a crime for you.
If you're not married?
If you're
not,
yeah,
it
not,
is.
It's not a serious.
It is, but it's not a serious. Yes, but you're violating Hashem's Torah. But you're not violating another person's relationship.
If he's no good, then what is that worth anyway?
What?
If he's no good,
no, I'm talking about the guy she was with. The guy she was with doesn't have to be married, right? But that guy, he's no question about it, he's not allowed to be with a married woman. But he's not being unfaithful to anyone else, just God. The woman's being unfaithful to her husband.
But he's also
it's worse.
Punished by the Sultan. Actually, she's
much, much worse.
He's also
much worse. I'm not saying the guy's a tzaddik. I'm not saying that at all. It's much worse.
He doesn't die.
He does. After she breathes the water, she's called, he's the guy who dies.
Unless he has a source.
Okay, now the next Mishnah, now we're going to go on a massive tangent now for at least 3 days about the topic of Mida Kineged Mida. Don't worry, it sounds more exciting than it really is. Because B'mida Sha'adam Modeid Ba, Modeid In Lo. The way you behave, that's how Hashem pays you back. Right? Mita kineged mita. We all know that statement. He kashtes atzma la avera. She got herself all prettied up to go do an avera. So hamakom nivla. The place where we do this is to make her look ugly. He galses atzma la avera. She exposed herself for an avera. Hamakom gala aleha. The Hashem will expose her now. He beirach bierach hischila ba'avera. The avera starts in the thigh. Techila the achakach habeten, and then it goes into the stomach. Lefikach tilka hayerach techila. The yerach is the first to get hit. The achakach habeten, and then after that the stomach. But don't worry, the shar kol aguf lo pala. The rest of the body is not saved either. In case you're wondering, it's not saved. Now, Amar of Yosef, af al hamida, af al gav demida butla. Even though there's no more chayiv nisus bestin. Bimida lo batal. It didn't really finish. It's not really batal. In other words, there's no Mises Bezin anymore, but the concept is not gone. What does that mean? Talmud of Yosef, the Chentani Reb Chiya, Mishram, Yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, the day that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Afal Bi Shebatla, even though there's no more Batal Sanhedrin, Arba Misos lo batal. Even though there's no more Sanhedrin, the concept of Arba Misos also didn't go away. It didn't go away. Iba batal, but it did go away. Don't be suspecting today. Yeah, in. Din arba misos lo batlu. The din of arba misos went away. However, mi shen is chayav skila. If someone's chayav skila, how many averas can you do to get skila? The answer is 18. What are the 18? I'll read the list if you want. Oh, so if someone's chayav skila, something's going to happen to that person. Oh, shenafal nofal menagag. O chaya darasto. Either he'll fall off a roof, or a chaya will get him. The Tosos point out, even when there was a Beis HaMikdash and there was Mises Bezdin, also this would happen to people if there was no Edim, or there was only one aid, or they backed up the Hasra. So all these technicalities, this is not the constitution over here where every technicality, everyone gets out. No. Hashem still gets you. It won't be with Arba Mises Bezdin, it'll be this one of these ways. Right? So then Tosfos asks, why does it say that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? Because when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there wasn't even a possibility of an Arba Mises Bezdin. An alternative. Before that, there could have been obviously Bezdin, but Hashem would get you the same way also. Don't worry about it. Yeah, why? Right. Mishan is Chayiv Sreifa. If someone's Chayiv Sreifa, how many Averis are Chayiv Sreifa? 10. Oh, or Nofel Bidleka, he'd get into a fire. Oh, Nachash Mechachisha, he'd get bitten by a snake. Mishan is Chayiv Hariga. If someone was Chayiv Saif, how many Averis can you do to get Saif? Two.
Saif is strangulation.
Saif is the sword.
The
beheading. Oh, Nimsa Lamalchus. Either he'll get thrown in by the king. He'll get slander to the king. Oh, Listin Bartlev. Or he'll get attacked by robbers. Mishin is Chayiv Chanika. What? Mishin is Chayiv Chanika. Someone's Chayiv Chanika. Chanika strangulation. There are six averus you could do to get that. Oh, Tovea Benahar. Either he'll drown. Omeis bisarunchi. I don't know what that is.
Quincy,
what is that?
I have no idea.
You don't know what that is?
Quincy.
Doctor?
No, diphtheria.
What?
Diphtheria.
What is that? Right, so you see people that one of the six you get drowned when he is like Navi Sheker. So we don't know what a Navi Sheker is. But let's say you find an Avera that you get chenek for, right? Oh, have they relations with the nation's ish? So everybody that has relations with the nation's ish drowns. So that's the old question. So we don't know how Hashem runs the world.
Right,
we just don't know.
Laws that everyone who drowns,
what?
Chayavisa.
I hear.
Mm-hmm.
I hear. Right. Right. Someone hits his parent. You get if it goes a wound on your parent, you get your chayav chenek for that. So anyone who died drowns or hit his parent, hard to say that. It's hard to say that, and it's hard to say that there are people that do violate them and don't drown. So how Hashem operates, we don't know the answer to that question. Tanya, Hayarebi Omer, Minayin Shemida Sha'adam Modid in love. How do you know that you get dished out whatever you deserve? Shenamar, like it says, Bisasa Bishalcha Tirivena. In the measure is sent out. In other words, measure for measure. Right? You're measured out. Eli Elasa. I only know a big measure. Menayin, how do I know the rabbis? Tarkov, a chati tarkov, a different measure. Kav, chati kav, rova, chati rova, tomen, v'uchla, minayin. All these other measurements. Funny, it's a funny question, right? What would I think? Only for big things you measure that, not for small things? How do you know even the small things? Talmud Lomar, Kikol Sa'on Sa'on Barash. Every measure is measured out. Everything that you deserve is all measured out. Menayin Shekol Prutu Pruta Mitzterefes L'chesh Ben Gadol. And each penny adds up to a greater amount. Talmud Lomar, it says, Achas La'achas Limtso Cheshben. Each Cheshben is measured out. Everything is measured. Hashem doesn't forget anything.
But doesn't the word Mita mean the smallest item?
Yeah, Mita, the word Mita means a measure.
But doesn't it also include the smallest item?
It does. That's what I said. It's a funny question. I'm not sure what the question is. So we gave a source about a big sum, a big amount.
Right.
Hashem measures the big thing. What about the small things? There's another source. And right, we're going to stop here because the Gemara now, V'chei Matzino B'Sota. Everything that Sota did, she looked pretty, she did this, she winked. Everything is going to be Mita Keneged Mita. And then we'll go to the whole daf tomorrow about Mita Keneged Mita. All right? Everybody have a very good day. We'll pick up tomorrow. Rabbi Chanan ben Akash, Amar Rosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zakos, and Shlomo, Zivos,